It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kanye West finally answered Jimmy Kimmel's question about why he thinks President Trump cares about black people. In an interview, Kanye said, "I feel that he cares about the way black people feel about him, and he would like for black people to like him like they did when he was cool in rap songs and all this." The rapper said he wants to be the greatest president, and he knows that he can't be the greatest president without the acceptance of the black community. Basically saying, so obviously, because we all know Trump has a huge ego, he's going to do anything and everything he can to make sure everyone accepts him. So there's that. Kanye also talked about his comments suggesting that slavery sounds like a choice.
I don't know if I properly apologize for how that slave comment made people feel. So I want to take this moment right now to say that I'm sorry for hurrying. I'm sorry for the 1-2 effect of the MAGA hat into the slave comment. And I'm sorry for people who felt let down by that moment.
A hacker who exposed nude photos of Jennifer Lawrence and other celebrities got sentenced to 8 months in federal prison. The man illegally hacked the private Apple iCloud accounts of Lawrence, which led to nude photos and private info to leak all over the internet. In addition to prison, the judge also served him with 3 years of supervised release once he's out. The man pled guilty in April and admitted that he's posed as a member of Apple's online security to access usernames and passwords. He's only one of 4 people charged in the hacking scandal, which began in 2014, which released photos of J-Law, Kate Upton, Ariana Grande, Kirsten Dunst, and more. The other hackers have been sentenced with terms ranging from 9 to 18 months in prison. And it also looks like Ariana Grande is going to be added to the list of artists to perform at Aretha Franklin's funeral in Detroit tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Other performers include Faith Hill, Stevie Wonder, Jennifer Hudson, Pastor Shirley Caesar, and the Clark Sisters. The funeral will take place Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time at Greater Grace Temple. Franklin, of course, passed away on August 16th at the age of 76 after battling pancreatic cancer.
It'd be awesome to be at that funeral as far as the memories and the music.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And K-pop superstars BTS have a new song that is getting a big boost thanks to a dance craze that's been dubbed the Idol Challenge.
Can't call me artist. Can't call me idol.
I gotta be honest, I don't get this.
Who's our coworker? Is it Amber?
Yeah.
She loves BTS.
So the video for this song Idol dropped on August 24th. It has already racked up more than 100 million views.
Wow.
In the days since this video's release, BTS fans have started filming themselves trying out the video choreography.
I feel like Liv the Web Girl would be able to do this BTS. What's it called again, the dance?
It's the Idol Challenge.
I feel like you could do the Idol Challenge.
I probably could, but I watched the video and I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't see any consistent dance move that would be considered like a challenge.
Yeah, I watched it too.
Confused.
I didn't get it either. And I also don't get, like, I don't know. I'm somebody that, like, I need lyrics to be in English so that I can feel like I can sing along. I can't. The thing about K-pop is I like one of their songs, but I can't sing along. And that makes it unfun for me. But anyway, I know they're super popular. That is the garbage.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex.